Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oliver, why don't we just let's jump into the issues. And most recently, there was a budget meeting held. Still seemed to be strangling, you know, working hard to try and figure out what the deficit is as it relates to the city budget. I know that you have participated in the budget process for a long time. You work for a guy who I actually adore, Jim Singleton, who single-handedly knew more about the city budget than any person I think ever in the history of the New Orleans City Council.
Yes.
I don't know if it's probably every bit as frustrating for you as it is for me because I'm a numbers man. Where are we? Where did this go wrong? And what will you do to fix it?
And only someone like you could understand that point. It's like a who's on first. It's like a Laurel and Hardy show. It never should have gotten to this. And you know, and I know, especially being trained by Jim and watching him and the old man, Geruso, the way they handled the budget, right? We shouldn't be in this position. Projected budget is one thing, but we should have been a lot more clear about the projections. The revenue estimating conferences should have been clear. The work between the council budget committee and the CAO and the administration, there's still too much guessing in it. And we're too close to December 1st when we have to adopt a budget. This is a time that I had not seen. And I guess when you talk about collaboration and communication, that's one of the reasons why I asked for a retreat twice. And I produced documentation when we had retreats. So if nothing else, we could have been on the same page for these budget issues to be a lot more certain about where we are. So yes, you're right. It has been frustrating, but it's still projections. And you'll remember when the late Joe Geruso and Jim Singleton, who's still alive, they actually put together a budget to help the administration go out and collect what we're looking at as revenue that hasn't been collected. Had there been more collaboration, I don't know why we wouldn't have gotten together early to at least be clearer about that part of it.
So here we are now. Where do we go from here? And if you're elected mayor, and as you are currently on the city council, what do we do with there may be a $65 million, there may be a $100 million budget shortfall? Do we have to raise more revenue? Does we have to increase taxes? Do we have to do a better job of collecting what's out there? Or do there have to be cuts?
Well, the administration put together some projections from percentage of penny increase to some cuts that are part of positions that were added because of ARPA and non-recurring funds. But the question is, are we closer to the 65 or is it the 100, 120 that some people, I think we're closer to the 65. What I saw and what I've heard, and especially working with Joe Geruso, who's been pretty accountable and pretty good in terms of working, trying to work with both sides. It seems to me, Dave, like it's not doomsday, and that's why you don't see me panicking like some candidates, because I have seen projected revenue deficits in the past, and once third quarter and fourth quarter comes in, it's not a deficit at all. But we still have so much uncollected revenue out there that why hasn't the administration or why haven't we gotten together to talk about how do we go after those that uncollected revenue so that we could be more certain about where we are?
What would you do different as mayor? I've noticed that this mayor does not go to council meetings. She has not created a spirit of collaboration, a landscape that we can have an open discourse and ask these questions. She sends every underling that she has to the council. They have done the best that they could do to serve the administration. I get it. But what many times y'all thought they had the apparent authority to be communicating certain things, then we find out they don't have the authority to communicate that. They didn't have the authority to commit. The council's moving down a path, and then the rug gets pulled out from under them.
Well, that's a great question. I would have been there sitting right next to my people. And even if there were controversial issues or questions, I would have said, hold on, that's my people. Let's talk to me. This is where we are. You saw it happen with most of the last few mayors. They would actually come down, even if they had to defend their people, and solidify a position. That has not been the style of this mayor, and I think in many cases it's cost.
Is that a failure?
Absolutely. Look, I've stayed out of the soap opera stuff because I wasn't trained in it. Watching Jim and Old Man Geruso and others who did it, they're usually just focused on what was at hand. And as you can see, some of the soap opera stuff has actually cost us. But no, look, the next mayor is going to have to be not only in terms of leadership, and that's one of the reasons why I don't think, you know, you can question a lot of things about me, but I'm not afraid to lead, and I'm not afraid to get everyone in the room together. For the next mayor to be successful in terms of establishing trust, that's going to have to be necessary. That's going to have to be a priority.
One of the things that the mayor put forward is a sales tax increase. I, for one, believe that the constituency of the city of New Orleans is not in a mindset, you know, to provide that to this leadership. I mean, this administration probably polls lower as to favorability right. than anyone I can remember.
Yeah.
You and I have been around about the same length of time.
Yes.
I don't remember it being this low. The council numbers are not setting the world on fire either. And no one's numbers actually are. Your position on that? I mean, is that always going to be the solution, more taxes?
No, and I've been consistent in saying that until we establish trust, I don't see the constituency giving us 1% or 1% of a penny, rather. The first thing that is going to have to happen is people are going to have to see a level of effort and collaboration in establishing trust, delivering basic charter-related services on budget and on time, and a level of efficiency where they believe we give a damn. And the public doesn't see that. And that's why I knew, and Brother Cohen, one of the reasons why I stayed out of this stuff is because when I would look at the mayor's approval rating would be low, but then the council's wasn't very high either. So how can the pot call the kettle black? And at some point, the public wants to see us working for them.
I get that. What was your reaction when you heard those words cross her lips? I mean, I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, if you could go back and see the tape, the look on our faces, you don't ask the public for more money when they're not sure about the money they give you.
Yeah.
And you already have amongst the highest sales tax rates anywhere in the nation.
You don't ask the citizens to give me more when they believe you've given them less.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles.
like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So, this is going to sound like a weird question, but I think you'll understand where I'm trying to get to. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel that you are right now with your comfort level, if you were to succeed in being elected day one, that you have a high confidence of knowing where all these dollars are or where they should be and where they got to go?
6.5 or 7. And anyone who says anything different is crazy because they don't understand projections versus what's happening in the next several years versus where we need to invest to create opportunity. And that's the one thing I learned from Jim Singleton and others is that you need to be sure about the budget. And we have not been transparent and we have not showed a united front about where we are with the citizens' money. So before you can start to talk about developing confidence even within yourself, you're going to have to show them that, that you're doing the best with what you have.
So with that in mind, what would be your first action that you would take to move you from a 6.5 to a 9.5?
That's easy, and I've thought about that, and our team has thought about that. First, take a look at charter-related services. How much does it take to operate government now? I've seen government decline.
So for the benefit of the audience, define chart what you would – I know what you're talking about, but they don't.
Yeah, police, fire, garbage pickup, those things that we have to do. And I don't think we know. Now, why would I say that? I sat down with Jim Singleton a few years ago. You know, I always tell people I'm smart enough to know I don't know everything. And he walked me through the budget pre-Katrina to now. And it was amazing. He said, so the city did more with less. Now the city has more and does less. Is it just about money or performance? And I'll never forget, he brought me to a time. He said, so thank Nagin. The city had a $500 million budget with 503,000 people. You went into Landrieu, it eventually increased by $200-$300 million more with 150,000 fewer people. You put a freeze on the police department, right? You had funds in the miscellaneous accounts that you didn't know where they went. We had efforts in terms of capital projects that wound up being a hardship more than inconvenience. He says, I don't think the city knows what they have and what versus what they need. And I think there has to be a major effort to see. I am not convinced, based on folk like you and others, that we don't have what we need to operate. I just think that there haven't been performance plans. There haven't been benchmarks. And we've grown our budget versus making the budget work that we have. If that makes sense in terms of what I'm saying.
So back to the question. On day one, what do you do differently?
I'm bringing in the type of experts that can take a look at what we have, compare it to San Diego or Nashville or Richmond or other cities, and why can't we deliver services even though we have 150,000 fewer people, but we have 5 times more of the budget. Tell me what went wrong there.
Do you think the city the organization is right-sized?
I don't know. And I don't think...
What does your gut tell you?
No. So think about it. So how did you go from 503,000 people, that was peak around Katrina, to 350...
Because I've looked at it the exact same way that you're going through this process.
To 350,000 people, $1.8 billion budget, difficult delivering charter services. And this is what Jim told me. He said, at best, you should be better at delivering charter services, even if you take out all the extra. And we need someone to, I guess, better than it. Look, I'm a pretty smart dude. I kind of know government. I was trained by the best. But accounting and forensics, that's not my thing. And I don't know why the last two administrations haven't done that. But they've allowed the budget to grow without accountability and delivery of services.
So is there too much extra stuff? Is that what you're saying?
There's a possibility, major possibility. I would say, just based on my gut, yes.
So what does the city have to provide what are those basics that you would focus on and not the extras?
As I take a look at a lot of contracting services, they're 2.5 to 3 times more. Even if you consider inflation, you don't eat up that much of the cost unless you allow it to happen, or you've created an atmosphere where contractors and people who provide services believe that they can do that. Now, I worked for an engineering and design firm for 9 years before. So whatever the municipality lets you get away with, that's what you're going to get away with, as well as performance-based.
Well, you know as well as I, these vendors are risk-averse, right?
Bam.
And doing business with the city is too much risk. So there's a premium that the city is paying because of the landscape that they've created.
Because going they back, haven't paid people.
Going back to what Jim Singleton said about the efficiency, right?
Absolutely.
So this sounds like fertile ground to me for an operational audit to gain a better understanding as it relates to the works and processes. Do we have the appropriate number? We got too many. How many friction points? Where does all of this get bogged down? And why can't we process what we process? Because we have less people.
Bingo.
You know, I mean.
And I've said that from day. I've said it since I've been on the council. And to his credit, Budget Chairman Joe Geruso, we've had those comments. And I have said publicly, somebody's going to have to make me believe we can't perform with 7 or 8 times more money with 150,000 fewer people. And you're absolutely correct. When you understand how the contract, if government isn't efficient, if permitting, occupational license, performance, and payment isn't efficient, businessmen and women are going to put that into their bids. If I have to supplement my people getting paid and my subs while I'm waiting on you, you're going to pay for that.
We've got to get to a break, but before we do, just I want to bring you back to this question. You said that it appears we have too many extras that the city's trying to fund right now, and you kept referring to charter services. So if you're elected mayor, what are those basics that you want to focus on first? What are the actual city services that the New Orleans needs to deliver better to turn things around?
Police and fire, and I say that even though crime is going down, we've been on a roller coaster where it could pop off at any minute. So it has to be sustainable. Permitting, how do we deal with occupational licenses? And charter-related services, we really need to take a deep dive into garbage and pick up. And what does that really cost us?
Police.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.